Part 1. A quote from The Practice of the Wild, Essays by Gary Snyder. Our distance from the source of our food enables us to be superficially more comfortable and distinctly more ignorant. A quote from Undaunted Courage, Meriwether Lewis, Thomas Jefferson, and the Opening of the American West by Stephen E. Ambrose. Moving the keelboat and pirogues upriver required a tremendous effort from each man. Consequently, they ate prodigiously. In comparison with beef, the venison and elk were lean, even at this season. Each soldier consumed up to 9 pounds of meat per day, along with whatever fruit the area afforded and some cornmeal, and still felt hungry. Chapter 1. Before going outside to his pickup for his gun, the Wyoming game warden cooked and ate 4.5 pounds of meat. He'd begun his meal with pronghorn antelope steaks, butterflied, floured, and browned in olive oil. Then an elk chop, pan-fried with salt and pepper, adding minced garlic to the cast-iron skillet. His first drink, sipped while he was cooking the antelope, was a glass of Yukon Jack and water on the rocks. By the time he broiled a half dozen mourning dove breasts, he no longer bothered with the ice or the water. As he sat down late in the evening with an elk tenderloin so rare that blood pooled around it on his plate, he no longer used the glass but drank straight from the bottle. He ate no vegetables, unless one counted the sautéed onions he had slathered on a grass-fed Hereford beef T-bone or the minced garlic. Just meat. He needed air and stood up. His mind swam, the room rotated, his heavy boots clunked across the floor. He paused at the jamb, using it to brace himself upright. He stared at a fly speck on the wall, tried to will the quadruple images he was seeing down to a more manageable 2. Finally, he opened the door. It was dark, except for a blue streetlight on the northern corner of the block. A full moon lit up the crags of the mountains, casting them in dim blue-gray. The chill of the fall was already a guest. He stumbled down the broken sidewalk toward his truck. As he approached, his pickup seemed to swell and deflate, as if it were breathing. "Something smells good inside," a voice said. It startled the game warden, and he squinted toward it, trying to concentrate, to hear it over the mild roar in his ears. A neighbor wearing a tam on his head was walking a poodle down the middle of the street. "Meat," Will Jensen said abruptly, almost shouting. It was sometimes hard these days to hear his own voice above the roar. "See you," the neighbor called as he walked down the street. "Bon appetit." "These people here," Will thought. "A goddamned poodle and a tam." His .44 Magnum, his bear gun, was on the truck's bench seat where he had left it. Will drew it out of the holster. Holding it loosely in his right hand, he turned back for the house, tripped over his own boots, and fell in the gravel. A red finger of alarm probed into his brain, concern about accidentally discharging the weapon in his fall. Then he snorted a laugh, thinking, "Who cares?" He didn't know how much later it was when he stirred awake. He was still sitting at the table, but had passed out face forward into his plate. Crisp grouse skin stuck to his cheek, and he pawed at it clumsily until it fluttered to the floor. Angry, he swept the table clear with his arm. Grease smeared across the formica. The dirty plate cracked in half when it hit the wall. Where was his .44? He found it on his bed, where he had tossed it earlier.